Hello, welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here. We have an exciting episode for you today. We're talking about the June energies and following it up with a guided meditation to work with the energies of this month. I'm not going to lie to you, June is a big month. It starts big and it ends big, and I'm already feeling it. June 1st came around and I was hit with some really big energies that caught me off guard, threw me off balance, and I really had to do a lot of clearing around what was coming in. During that time, I was also receiving a very beautiful meditation, and that's what I want to share with you today. So what I'm going to do is read through the energy forecast that I received from my team, my guides, my angels, my master friends, and then we're going to go into the meditation. And the title of this month's energy forecast is Catapulting Ahead in the Now. And I find that title alone fascinating because catapulting ahead signifies a lot of energy, forward motion, and yet now, in the now, is about being very present and very grounded. So it feels as if we're moving ahead in a way that's a completely new use of our energies. And I even don't have a full mental understanding of what that means, but I can feel it. And maybe you can relate to that too. What I'm going to do is read the energy forecast. It's also published on the website, consciouscoolchic.com. But I wanted to read it because I think that provides another energetic layer and understanding. And then I wanted to talk about a few of the highlights and key points that came through. So here we go. We are approaching the midpoint of 2012 at record speed. Life may be feeling like it has only two speeds, fast and extra fast. A day may feel like an hour, and an hour may feel like a day. Time is no longer relevant or related to all the ways we can direct our energy. We are expanding beyond the time-space continuum to further exist in the dynamic cosmic reality of this moment. June's energetic focus is a continuation of May's steady heartbeat energy. We are reconnecting to our heart consciousness more fully every day as 2012 proceeds to the next dimension of life. We are given opportunities every moment to determine what will continue forward with us on the journey and what must be released for our highest and best good. A life exfoliation is happening more quickly than ever before. This exfoliation will continue through every month of the rest of this year, and the intensity will increase because most of our self, capital S self, is being recalibrated in substantial, unprecedented ways. Look at your life now and compare it to where you were back in January. It may feel that 50% or more of your life has changed in 6 months. It's likely the remaining 50% will change as we arrive on the doorsteps of January 2013. June will reflect where we are ready to catapult ourselves further forward. Astrologically, the beginning of the month includes the transit of Venus, which is about internal heart awakening, and a lunar eclipse, emotional purging. The end of the month features the first of 7 Pluto-Uranus squares, which will be reoccurring until 2015. June is the entry point for the next 3 years of personal and collective transformation that has not been experienced yet on our planet. We do not know what is ahead, but we can powerfully focus on the now while it is happening. This is a time of combining 2 significant energies simultaneously, catapulting ahead while embracing now. We are moving forward while grounding in the present. The experience of catapulting is preceded by a retraction period. Before launching forward, we are pulled backwards into a space of review. The transit of Venus and lunar eclipse fulfill this purpose brilliantly, as we are given the gifts of greater heart expansion and emotional release of what no longer needs to be carried. Expect areas of your body to be working through this retraction period and give yourself plenty of rest. Allow yourself to be at times. Focus on breathing. Make time for quick meditative breaks to ground and center your beingness. All is well, even during grand shifts. We can no longer live in a state of anticipating what's going to happen next or how is this going to unfold in the next few weeks. We must claim and practice the divine power of now and live from a knowingness that supports nowingness. The future does not matter. The past is no longer a concern. It is today that is the key to our best opportunities and possibilities, and this is where we must live from daily. The concept of now has been discussed greatly and widely for years, but now is when we live from it fully. The talk is over and the practice must be implemented. This is the key to experiencing the best of June and beyond as we step further into 2012. Every day is now. Our physical self is being required to navigate the increasing energetic downloads more efficiently. At a soul level, we are ready and welcoming of these influxes, but at a human level, it can be a lot to experience at once. We are in new territory in a fresh land, and what worked before may no longer fit your changing needs. It's crucial to include the basic essentials of health into your beingness in a daily practice. Water, exercise, nutritious food, and time to silence the mind through meditation. The lower mind, or ego mind, is being fueled continuously with mental chatter about everything we need to do, need to finish, need to complete, and what we need to focus on next. The lower mind supports the wanderings and what-ifs of what's going to happen next thinking. It looks to the future for solutions to now. Yet now resides in the higher mind and provides an open doorway to moving above and beyond the complexity of the lower mind's ramblings. If your lower mind is fired up in some manner, remember that there is time to do everything that is important. You can complete what is needed and release the rest. Remind yourself that everything is progress, and deadlines are a necessity of the lower mind, but not of the higher mind. We are given limitless possibilities to complete everything that is vital to our soul's growth. You are a soul who is continually growing, and there are no soul deadlines that you must meet. You are exactly where you need to be at all times. Do not focus on the clock or the calendar as evaluation tools. Focus on your heart and where your inspiration is leading you. Be kind to yourself when you aren't meeting expectations you previously set. Time is different now, and we must be willing to go with the flow more than ever. There is plenty of time in now. As I sat in meditation this afternoon, a beautiful solution was shown to me for moving through the mental energies of the lower mind. All day long, I had been feeling pressure in the middle of my forehead, specifically in the third eye, and I had felt exhausted all day long, the previous day as well. I was unable to focus. I was really heavy and very foggy. I sat in meditation, and I did a prayer, an energy insurgence that was so beautiful and so wonderful. I'm going to share it with you in just a moment. But it focused my energy on my third eye as an area needing release of the lower mind's needs. So we're going to go through that meditation shortly. But it was an excellent solution to all the mental chatter, talk, ideas, everything that's floating around that we can become bogged down in. So I'm going to share that tool with you, but I want you to know that it's actually quite normal right now if you're in that space, simply because that is what's circulating around the planet, and it's only going to increase through the end of this year and into 2013. The lower mind is looking to raise its vibration at this time by expanding to a higher vibration. We are exfoliating energy across multiple dimensional layers, so many parts of your physical self may be requiring your attention right now. It's an excellent month to seek energy clearing and healing through the practices that connect with you, whether that's acupuncture, massage, yoga, Reiki, whatever calls to you. Schedule those appointments to get in your energy clearing. It's a wonderful time to do it. There are so many excellent practitioners out there. In fact, you might be one of them. And if you are, please turn on your light and shine right now, because people are really needing your services. It could be people brand new to your modality. It could be people who don't even know what it is exactly you do, but they're there for a reason, as you know. And it's an excellent time to really share any healing you can offer. The physical and energetic layers are really being bombarded right now, and we need people with your divine skills and abilities to move this stuff through. It's really key right now. So if you are a healer or an energy practitioner, I encourage you to really promote yourself, to start networking. If that sounds scary, just do small steps. You know, reach out to two people through an email. Just send an email out to your best friends or your trusted circle and tell them you're opening up your practice to further expansion. Invite people in. If you're up for bartering, do that. If you're up for, you know, giving discounts, explore that. Whatever you're comfortable with. But this is really an excellent month to go bigger with your practices, because more people are going to need them and need them regularly. So please consider that. So for June, as we enter a new energetic gateway, be kind to yourself. Practice gratitude regularly. Know that you are safe. View yourself and others with compassion. We are pioneers moving through a new landscape rapidly. This is a new terrain that has not been fully developed yet. There is excitement with that, and there is also a lot of uncertainty. Choose your intentions wisely and consciously, and trust yourself. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. I was in a store the other day, and I saw a candle that said trust, and I bought it. I didn't care what it smelled like. I didn't care anything else. It just had a message I wanted to see regularly. And then when I light the candle, of course, it shines from within, and that speaks to me. I think it's gorgeous. So remind yourself to trust. We are in a time that is so new and is lacking any kind of certainty, in a sense, of where we've come from. So please trust yourself and know that you are always divinely guided, and everyone else is divinely guided too. If you've been doing this work for a long time, it's easy to believe that about yourself, but even the soul who appears to be going through extreme chaos right now is also divinely guided. Every single person on the planet is, whether they're conscious of it or not, and regardless of their free will, they are still divinely guided in some manner, because they are a soul. So please remember that. I have to remember that too. I kid you not. I remember that. Because every person is going through these shifts and changes on a very personal level, and we don't always know what's happening, but they are always divinely guided. I want to talk about a few points that I thought were really key in this message, and then we'll do the meditation. I loved the message about a life exfoliation is happening more quickly than ever before. Raise your hand if you can feel that. I swear, some of these months, the energy is coming in so strong, and some days are really intense, but it's like that scrubbing, that really intense scrubbing of your skin where it just gets off so much in a short amount of time. And I love that. I love efficiency. So I think it's a great thing. But a life exfoliation is really what is happening. And if we look at where we were in January to where we are now here as we enter June, I honestly can't quite remember January. It feels really, really long ago, and it really isn't. So it's an interesting time to look at how much has happened in only 6 months this year. Related to that, June is the entry point for the next 3 years of personal and collective transformation that has not been experienced yet on our planet. Wow, yes. As an astrologer, I can see that. Any astrologer actually can tell you that 2012 through 2015 have a lot of key astrological developments that are about shaking up the collective, shifting values and priorities, dismantling outdated structures, and supporting your pioneering spirit as a soul. This kind of thing has been compared to the 60s, but the 60s were a whole decade. This is going to happen in 3 years, and it's going to be different. It's going to be swifter, deeper, more transformative, and more beneficial. It's taking us to a new place. It's going to be really exciting. That's my feeling about it. That's not to say it's exciting along the way, but there's something about this time that is so unique and special that we need to remember that it's an honor to be here right now. And if you as a soul are choosing to be here and choosing to move through these transformations, it's because you chose to be here and participate and offer your creative skills, your knowingness, your expertise in this unfolding. So please know that even though we are entering a period of huge change and transformation, it's also an honor. It's also an honor to be a part of that. Another point that I thought was really key was the experience of catapulting is preceded by a retraction period. The last few days of May were my retraction period. I was heavy, I was fuzzy, I couldn't focus, I wasn't getting enough of my things done. You know, I have my task list and I wasn't moving through it and I was judging myself about that. It wasn't until I realized that this was a retraction period and that I just needed to let it be. And that I have some really amazing people in my life who reminded me of that. It's my instinct to go and to move and to do. And so I just need to let it be and allow the energy to move through. I did some energy healing. I went and saw an acupuncturist. And I was very mindful of, even more mindful of my diet. All of those played a part in helping me move through the retraction period. There will be more of those. So just know that, you know, they don't go away, but we just go through them faster and we are more mindful of how to deal with them. Another key point I liked was talking about the lower mind and the higher mind and how now, the presence of now resides in the higher mind and provides an open doorway to moving above and beyond the complexities of the lower mind's ramblings. For me, that's about meditation. I'm not a long meditator, meaning I like 5, 7, 10, 15 minutes, I'm good to go. I don't need a full hour. That's just how it works for me, and that's what I enjoy. I have done a full hour before. I know people who do it every day for a full hour, and I think that they're amazing. But I also accept that for myself, I don't need to do it for that long, and I'm good. So whatever you need is perfect for you. And yet we do need a way to move above and beyond the complexities of the lower mind at this time. Remind yourself that everything is progress. and deadlines are a necessity of the lower mind, but not of the higher mind. We are given limitless possibilities to complete everything that is vital to our soul's growth. You are a soul who is continually growing, and there are no soul deadlines that you must meet. Well, I just love that. I just find that so reassuring, because we do get into these calendars and clocks and our iPads and iPods and everything that we have synced up in our lives and Outlook. You know, that keeps everything in order, right? It has a function. It has a necessity. And yet, on a deeper level, we are given limitless possibilities to do what we need to do, and that the meeting that happens every Tuesday is vital on some levels, maybe, but as a soul at the higher level, there's so much more going on, and there's so much more that is happening that's for our best and highest growth. And there are no soul deadlines in the same manner that there are lower mind deadlines. So I like that idea of just being kind to yourself and remembering that you're doing the best you can with what you have right now. This is a new foreign terrain, and it's okay to go off the grid and go off schedule and just trust your gut and to let things be when it's necessary. It's in fact, I think it's crucial right now, and if we don't do that, you will feel the benefits. There will be something that will develop that will require you to be. Do you know what I mean? You would, maybe you'll become sick, or something will happen that will make you require you to rest. And I don't mean that to sound catastrophic, but the idea is that, you know, the universe is always balancing, and if you're overdoing something, things come into balance somehow. So being mindful of your own energy levels and where you need to balance is only going to be beneficial. So now I'd like to share with you the meditation. And I recommend sitting or standing, whichever you're comfortable with. You can even lie down, but please don't be driving right now or operating any machinery or I don't know what you do. Don't do anything violent. And let's go ahead and get comfortable. I like to sit with my feet on the floor, and I like to sit in an upright position so that I can breathe easily and I can feel the expansion of my diaphragm. Shoulders are relaxed, neck is relaxed, jaw is relaxed. Take in a few deep breaths. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Continue breathing in a very rhythmic way. And as you do, imagine a column of light coming down through your head, the back of your neck, going down your spine. And it continues down to the ground and into the earth. And it is a column of pure white light. It is a rod. It is strong. It is grounding. It is connecting you to the earth and the energy of the heavens. Keep breathing as you see this light moving up and down your spine, your neck, your head, reaching up, up, up into the cosmos, coming back down. Moving through you. You are this light. You are connected to this light so divinely. Now bring your attention to your third eye in the middle of your forehead. This light is still moving up and down your spine, grounding you into the earth. and you feel a focal point of energy in your third eye. Now imagine a ray of light of this pure white energy moving through your forehead and out in front of you. And as it moves out of your forehead, it's expanding widely, expanding in all directions. As you continue to breathe, and as you continue to feel that pure white light going up and down your spine, your neck, your head, reaching up into the heavens and down, 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 back to the ground. This light is shining out of your forehead. It's clearing out the energies of your lower mind, of your ego mind. It's dissolving any worries, anxiety, concerns. Because what you are right now is a lighthouse. You are a lighthouse that is transforming all messages of the lower mind into higher radiating lights. And it shines forth from your being and dissolves into the landscape. You are a lighthouse radiating out through your third eye, shining brightly all around you. Invite any of your worries out through this point. Release all of your fears. Release any anxieties. Release anything that you no longer want occupying your lower mind, because we are transforming it to higher energy. Keep breathing. See yourself as this gorgeous shining lighthouse. And as you are shining, you are benefiting humanity, the globe, and the cosmos with your light. And all energies of your lower mind are now being released. Take a few more deep breaths. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. As your light is shining, imagine it continuing beyond the horizon, beyond where you can see. Now you're going to come back into your physical body. As you return to your physical presence, move your shoulders, move your wrists, move your feet a little. Twist your spine if you need to. Take a few more deep breaths in and out. And know that you are this divine light. And that when your lower mind, when your fears come up, when anything is distracting you, you can do this meditation easily and quickly. It took probably about less than 7 minutes. You can come back and listen to this broadcast. You can listen to this show again. and move through this process so that you're taking anything from your lower ego mind and releasing it in a loving, complete fashion. Okay. I hope this helps you. I hope this helps moving through June. It is a big month. We're entering a very new place, a place that we are building and designing. I will have more to share with you throughout the month. If you're interested in learning more about the transit of Venus or the lunar eclipse, I have that as a separate episode, only 30 minutes long, if you'd like to listen to that. And as always, you can find new postings and information on ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.